Job chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord Jehovah, and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no thought can be withheld from you. Who is he who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have spoken what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, I ask you, and I will speak, I will ask of you, and you declare to me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself, and repent in dust and ashes. And it was that after the Lord Jehovah had spoken these words to Job, the Lord Jehovah said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My anger is kindled against you, and against your two friends. Because you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Therefore take to yourselves now 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. Because him I will accept. Lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went, and did as the Lord Jehovah commanded them. The Lord Jehovah also accepted Job. And the Lord Jehovah turned the captivity of Job, when he prayed for his friends, also the Lord Jehovah gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers came to him, and all his sisters, and all those who had been of his acquaintance before, and ate bread with him in his house. And they consoled him, and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord Jehovah had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. So the Lord Jehovah blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, because he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first, Jemima, sunshine. And the name of the second, Keziah, sweet perfume. And the name of the third, Karen Hapich, horn of plenty. And in all the land there were no women found so fair beautiful as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons, and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days.